This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're on with Gene and Grumpy Chris.
Not always grumpy, come on.
Well, you know what? You have this avatar on Skype. You're smiling. That's the way I like to remember you and think of you.
Well, you know, when you go to an event like Chaos in the Desert, or Contact in the Desert, and see all the Bliss Bunnies and the wonderful Love and Light folks that are slowly edging ufology away from any sort of semblance of objectivity. It's kind of hard not to get grumpy, but, you know, I should take Greg Bishop and Red Pill Junkie's advice and just not buy into it. You know, it's a personal problem that these people have. You know, it's not, there's nothing you can do about it, bitching and moaning, being grumpy. So I just had fun while I was there. I did a poll, which got quite a number of responses. Basically, the question was, does Giorgio, you know, use a male hair product, or does he use Aquanet?
This is not about Donald Trump, is it?
No, it's about Giorgio Tsoukalos, ancient alien, Mr. Hair Guy. So I had a lot of fun. Somebody added a new poll. You know, multiple question answer, which is sticking his finger in a light socket. And when I elbowed my way through the crowd of women around his little booth, I did pose the question on camera to him, and he instantly said he puts his finger into a socket to get that hair effect. So I guess the truth now is out. We've settled the controversy, and I was able to get out from the azalea bushes where I was hiding, so I wouldn't be kicked out for being a crasher. Going to put together a video for the after the Paracast crowd or the Paracast Plus crowd, and show some of the craziness that went on in 105 degree heat. It's just brutal. I mean, I went into the cafeteria. You know, it's $20 for lunch, right? And they have these little tiny wheat thin sized slices of, well, I can't even call them a pizza slice, just little chunks of pizza, and they were ice cold. I mean, they could barely keep the cafeteria below 90, and for $20, you'd think at least the pizza would be warm, the poor wilted kale salad. I mean, that's a real moneymaker, Gene. Those people are really generating some major cash flow there. The people that own the retreat center also are putting on the event, so it just has to be seen to be believed. But, you know, make sure you wear your air-conditioned underwear, because you're going to need it.
I would think they'd be able to offer hot pizza just by leaving it outside.
You would think, right? But no. So anyway, yeah, if that makes me grumpy, it makes me grumpy. What can I say? I'm going to try to turn over a new banana leaf and, you know, kind of work on my attitude a little bit.
I don't know. I think we sometimes need to have an attitude that's a little bit grumpy, because some of the things that go on in this crazy universe make us feel grumpy.
You think?
Oh. You know, the reason I maintain an even keel is not because of John Keel, by the way. An even keel is because I am a trained radio broadcaster. So they always said, you got to be cheery. No matter what's happening, you've got to be cheery. I remember, did you ever hear Hillary Clinton do the dog bark?
Every time she opens her mouth.
Oh, just a minute. Ba-boom. But seriously, there is something out there. Now, the one we use for the Tech Night Out Live is Howard Dean. Remember Howard Dean went, ah!
Well, he went, yee-haw!
Right, well, Howard Dean did that, and that was it. His presidential campaign was toast. Right. Donald Trump does worse things.
Yes, we won't even go there.
He's in an audience saying, oh, there's a Jew over there. Hi, Jew. Oh, there's a black American over there. I mean, all right.
Well, let's, you know, not get too far into the political discussion here, but I will say I made a fake movie trailer called the Hurricane Hillary Express, and I morphed Hillary's very distinctive cackle into the cackle of the Wicked Witch of the East from The Wizard of Oz. And I'll tell you, it just morphs perfectly, and it's actually quite frightening.
Let's do this on After the Paracast this week. Let's play the audio of that.
I could probably figure out a way to do it, or you could. Just go to my YouTube channel and dial it up.
Hmm. You see, my wife does that. My wife does a really good imitation of the Wicked Witch's laugh. And her laugh is very, you know, very soft and girlish, but she does this imitation, and then she imitates Clinton's laugh.
Okay, well.
All right, so I don't know. She might be able to duplicate it for us.
Well, I could probably find that section of audio and pull it out.
Well, that would be good. I think we could really have fun there. I mean, not that any of this makes any sense to anybody, but I think what's happened this year, and this is not about any particular political candidate, although maybe it is, and that is the TV networks have revealed their true colors. They are profit-making businesses. It's not liberal media. It's not conservative media. It is corporate media. They are here to make a profit. They don't care one whit about the news unless they get eyeballs on their websites, clicks on their ads, and ratings. If it's none of the above, they'll change their story.
No. Well, I mean, it's the American way.
The American way, indeed. That's right. I don't know. We've got some really, really terrific guests coming up on the show. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be hearing from Robert Damon Schneck. Now, that's a perfect author's name, by the way. Some people have names that are perfect for writing books, and he's got one of them. He has a book called The Bye-Bye Man and Other Strange but True Tales, and it's nice to have a place with ghost stories. Nice to have a ghost story episode. So we'll have that. We'll have a lot of fun with him. And then we've got Joseph Farrell returning for kind of a breakaway civilization roundtable. And since we're doing that, we've asked Walter Bosley to return to be one of the panelists. I think we're going to have a great time. So that's in the next 2 weeks.
Did you notice that the producer, Jim Mars, PR person, contacted us requesting a slot for Jim to be on the show? He was one of the few speakers at Contact in the Desert that I would have gone and seen if I had paid my $270 or however much it was. Danny Sheehan was there, also I think eminently listenable. Of course, the always irrepressible Richard Dolan. There were a number of people that were there that I really felt sort of lifted it above its prior years' speaker lineups. So it'd be neat to have Jim Mars on. He's not been on the show since I've been a co-host. I'm not even sure. Was he on in the early years, Gene?
He was on with, I think, Paul Kimball. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, it'd be great to have him back. He's Jim's just a really, really top-notch researcher and pretty level-headed, I think, even though some of his work is pretty out there.
It's March 7th, 2010, and this was one of our early co-hosts who no longer does it, and that's Frank Warren. So if you want to hear the first episode we did with Jim Mars, it's March 7th, 2010, Frank Warren and Jim Mars. And we call Jim Mars the czar of conspiracy theorists.
Right. Yeah. Plus, we should do a listener roundtable, too. I think we're about at that point in the year where we should touch bases with our very, very up-to-speed and in many cases brilliant listeners. Go ahead and throw it out there and sort of let the chips fall where they may.
Or let the may fall where they chip.
Yeah, well, that too.
All right, we'll let the may fall where they chip. Today, Colonel John B. Alexander, the non-lethal guy. All right, he hasn't been on for a couple of years, and I felt it was high time we get him back on. Now, this guy's got a great life, by the way. You know, he's out there, he swims in the morning, then he'll come and do the show, and I don't know what he'll do in the afternoon, maybe sit back and have a cocktail. What a life. We'll have to ask him about what he does and how he does it, because I would like to know, and Chris would like to know. You know, he's got 26 jobs right now, grumpy Chris. I'd be grumpy, too, if I was like that. In any case, John B. Alexander with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by Colonel John B. Alexander this week on the Paracast. It's a couple of years since he appeared with us. And just before he came on, he was telling me that he was having kind of a midday breakfast, is it? Is that what you were just eating?
No, that's lunch, but it's just the first time that I eat.
So you no longer eat breakfast. I have to have breakfast.
Well, I meet with us. We have Special Forces Dinosaurs. They get together every Wednesday morning, this is. And like I said, I just don't start eating until about noon. Being an owl, I much prefer later than early risers.
It's funny. I've been calling myself the tech night owl for, I don't know, 15 years now. And the thing is here is that these days I go to sleep by about 10 o'clock or so, and I'm up about 6. So I don't know what kind of night owl I am anymore.
No, midnight's early for me.
Well, welcome back to the show, John. It's been a long time. Good to hear your voice.
Hi, Chris.
How's Victoria doing?
Oh, very well. Very well. Yeah,
you guys still traveling up a storm like you were last year?
A fair amount. Recently back from Brazil. Some of the stuff that happened there, but...
I'm very interested to hear. Yeah, it's amazing. It's hard to keep up with you sometimes. So you're still doing your journeys, checking out shamanic traditions and healing modalities and that things of that.
The next scheduled one is diving with great white sharks. A little different. And I think, depending on when the last time was that we talked.
You had just swam with the gray whales, I believe.
Okay. I was going to say, 2 years ago, we were with the humpback whales in Tonga.
Well, as someone that's had to deal with a lot of politicians in your long and storied career, you've had a lot of practice swimming with sharks. So I'm not too alarmed by that. You're not going down to South Africa, are you? Where they leap out of the water and grab seals and stuff?
No, this is Isle de Guadalupe, which is a couple of hundred miles off Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, that's warmer climes.
You'll see that island quite a bit.
So I hope they're going to give you a cage, or are you just going to scare them off with your...
This is a cage. We actually were scheduled a year ago, and Hurricane Patrick came through and disrupted things. Even though it went in further south, the waters were, I guess, too choppy. They said you got to go a couple of hundred miles once you've checked in Mexico itself. So it got delayed.
Well, I don't think I need to wish you luck, because you wouldn't do it if you thought you needed some. So, I have fun.
Another adventure.
Boy, I'll say. You should give workshops so other people can figure out how to do the amount of traveling to interesting places and meet intriguing people like you do.
So where do we want to go today?
Well, that's a good question. We've got quite a bit that we can talk about. Anything on your mind lately that's stuff that you've been researching or working on? We'd love to catch up with your process a little bit and talk about your travels.
Given the show, did have an interesting incident last November. Had my second UFO sighting.
And didn't tell.
What was significant about that was I was down visiting, was in North Carolina visiting an individual who had a story that if I had just listened to it, we would have, chucked it off and just say this is just too impossible, which includes abduction and missing time, interaction with some kind of creepy crawlers and some robotic things and UFOs sitting there and continuing events. So Victoria and I went down last November, and the individual took us to the site where this had taken place. In the area, sort of what I call transitional, it's quasi-rural, but, close to metropolitan area and building up. So I went down and explained where everything had occurred. It was down near a river, really muddy and hard to get to. So we came back up early evening, just getting dark, and we're standing by the car just chit-chatting about, background material, and all of a sudden he says, "Oh, I feel they're here." And within 15 seconds, something just popped into sight above us and went zipping off to the south. So the sighting itself wasn't that, you know, dramatic, but it's the temporal relationship where the individual said, I feel her here, and sure enough, it appears.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Now, I have talked with a number of people over the years that claim to have some sort of ability, such as you describe, of picking up some sort of energy field, or I'm not exactly sure, you know, what people are picking up. Ray Stanford comes to mind. He's someone that claims that he can tell when things are around. Is this a consciousness thing? Is it a physiological thing, picking up on possibly changes in magnetic field or gravitational fields? What do you think? Well, what's behind that?
Well, I have a slide that I use in all of my presentations on phenomena and some others, and in it, it depicts, of course, UFOs and near-death experience, after-death, firewalking, psychokinesis, or metal bending, even Sasquatch and whatnot. And the words that go with that is, I think all of these are interrelated somehow. Can't be exactly sure how, but I believe that consciousness is a piece of that. One of the problems that we have, and often on shows like this where they try to stovepipe and they say, okay, we're talking about UFOs or poltergeists or psychokinesis or whatnot, and look at them, you know, in isolation, and I argue that's a mistake.
I couldn't agree more. I've been an advocate for some sort of unified field theory work for quite a while. My trickster book was an attempt to begin that process because I found that oftentimes there's a tricksterish element that seems to, I don't know, be consistent almost throughout the literature. There's always some inexplicable thing that tends to be held back oftentimes by the witness because for fear that it would call the rest of the experience or account into question. I find that oftentimes some of the more compelling elements of a particular series of events or event is the inexplicable nature of an element of that. Do you think that there's also a physical, besides consciousness, do you think that there's a way for the human body to be tuned to changes in environmental?
Yeah, obviously that happens, that there is a physiological response of some kind.
We have John Alexander with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So as the discussion started with Colonel John Alexander talking about the possibilities here of a unified field theory accounting for all the ins and outs of a paranormal experience. It's not just a ghost. It's not just a UFO. Chris asked a question of Colonel Alexander. Would you continue your response, please?
Well, I think one of the things that he asked about or mentioned is really quite important and almost ubiquitous. And that is the trickster component. And one of the problems you have is none of these things ever always fit. No matter what you do when you're studying phenomena, usually you start down a path and all of a sudden you see a significant shift. If you take UFOs, look at how many times, you know, the whole context has changed from old airships to whether having more abductions, the kinds of things that are seen, etc. But the trickster tends to show up. I might mention what's colloquially known as Skinwalker Ranch. As you know, I worked for Bob and had spent time up there. And there were very, very strange things that happened, no doubt about it. And we had, you know, the ranch instrumented, and it was kind of amazing how many things would happen, like, just off camera. And I've always said that there seems to be some kind of higher consciousness at play that certainly has a sense of humor. And you start studying something, and then it's like whatever that is, the controlling force goes, ah, you like that? Try this. And throws, you know, something from left field at you.
Well, the classic example would be the one camera filming the other camera and having the one camera not pick up how the wires were jerked out of the camera in view. I mean, that to me is one of the classics of the literature, especially with the kind of talent that was up there, in real time observing this. It's just inconceivable to me that a scientist wouldn't walk away from that convinced that there was something really almost, I don't know. The trickster word is kind of overused. I think is a little bit misunderstood by most people out there. I know you're well aware of it. We're being toyed with in one sense of the word. It's almost like a cat and mouse game. It's like how much yep. can it do before you just throw your hands up and just say, that's it. I've had enough.
I said that a long time ago, folks. I really did. I mean, you look at this year's election in the U.S., and you know the trickster is working overtime.
I assume we're not doing a political show. Although we can, if you wish.
We've been spanked here in recent weeks for diving into the political realm. A lot of our listeners, that's a lot. They tune into our show to get away from all that. So we do, try to dole it out in bite-sized increments. Well, let's put it that way.
I would ask then if you saw my last publication in the Huffington Post called "The Day Democracy Died."
Oh boy.
Well, okay, you raised the issue. Please tell me more.
Let's go there, definitely.
Okay, we're going to get spanked here, so let me put on my Kevlar suit. Okay, this is the Kevlar suit that has all those bat utilities. Go ahead.
No, you don't really have to. I say the day democracy died, and it had been on life support before, but was 21 January 2010. That's the day that Citizens United came down and just changed everything. As Romney famously said, corporations are people. We have just ridiculous amounts of money being put in, and that it goes to, without knowing where it comes from, the lack of transparency with the PACs and super PACs where the donors don't have to be named. One of the things I point to in the article, I said, Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local. That is no longer true. That may be where you go to vote, but you see now external funds come in. For instance, remember the governor of Wisconsin was supposed to be recalled, and in my view should have been, even though it was my home state at one point.
Well, they did some funky stuff at the ballot box there, I understand.
Well, no, the biggest thing there was the amount of money. There was, I think it's about $30 million came in from outside funds, people outside the state, to influence that election.
Well, you know what? There's something else, too, just to show you what's admitted. So we have that governor who ran for president for about an hour, had plenty of money from the Koch brothers,
right,
and then was shellacked by Trump and the others. Okay. Now, Governor Walker was fooled one time by a prankster where someone calls up pretending to be David Koch of the Koch brothers, thanking him for everything, and he goes along with a gag, oh, it's so great to hear from you and everything. Now, I would think with any normal political campaign, that should have sunk him. This proves he is in the hip pocket of a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he won anyway.
Well, the Koch brothers, I'd recommend here a book called Dark Money, because they put together a rather massive organization. They had claimed prior to nomination of Trump that they were going to put in close to $1 billion into the national election this time around. It now looks like they're going to disperse that, and rather than working on the national election, use the money to influence local areas where they think Republican candidates may be in trouble or can be boosted over the hump and gain new seats. But the problem is, as they put this together, and while they happen to be very visible, there are others behind them putting in lots and lots of money. You have no idea who they are or what they're sponsoring.
Right. And on the other side of the coin, you have George Soros, who's been doing similar things for quite some time. And not only in this country, but in other countries as well.
Yeah, that is not an equal comparison by any stretch of the imagination. There have been a few progressive or liberal sponsors out there. But when you start comparing the amounts of money, yeah. I mean, it is more than an order of magnitude out of balance.
I think a good term would be pocket depth.
Well, the problem is this lack of transparency.
Right. Well, Citizens United, and I absolutely agree, when I, like many people, it sort of caught me unawares. I didn't think that it was possible for a Supreme Court decision to come down that would allow for a complete, auctioning off of our electoral process. And you know, it goes to show that, the corporate moneyed interests in this system are now absolutely in charge. There's no two ways about it. And I've seen more and more people attempting to adopt the idea that all politicians should wear the logos of the PACs and corporations that are funding them on their clothing, so that at a glance the average person can see who they're beholden to. And I think things would change a little bit. It would definitely be colorful.
Now, it's interesting here about all this. From what I read, a politician has to spend one-third to one-half his time seeking donations to fund the next campaign.
I think it's more than that. Well, in the 60 Minutes piece, they were talking to representatives from both parties, and said there are call rooms because they can't call from their office, but they're expected to spend 30 to 40 hours per week asking for donations. Part of it for them is that they also have to ask for money for the party. And this is where I say the amounts of money are just ridiculous.
Before the commercials become ridiculous, we need them. With Colonel John Alexander and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, before your listeners say, oh, you're liberal, you're conservative, whatever you are, and not to talk politics, anytime you get involved in a conspiracy involving a political figure or an agency of government, it's political. Air Force secrecy about UFOs. The Kennedy assassination, 9/11 conspiracies, governments enter it. And we're talking here, Colonel Alexander, about the influence of big business. And I'm getting the impression that more and more politicians are getting sick of this. Because, you know, a lot of them, whatever party, this is not Democrat or Republican, folks, go in there not to make money, but they really believe in helping, making a difference. And they get in, they realize that their number one task is not serving their constituents or even local businesses.
It's getting reelected.
That's right. And to get reelected, they have to spend most of their time or a very heavy portion of their time soliciting money. So if they have to put 30, 40 hours a week doing that, what do they do next? Well, I suppose what they have to do then is to work 60 or 80 hours a week to actually get something done.
Yeah, but they spend most of their time on vacation.
That's probably not a fair comment. You know, I had known Al Gore. This was back in antiquity, and then married Tipper. And she said, you know, we have three staffs. We have one staff that's the staff for the office. You have one staff that's for the constituency back, you know, in your home district. And your third staff that is, you know, running for re-election. And it says, when you get done dealing with all that, there is no time left.
Yeah.
So when you go home, I mean, there's no, you're home, theoretically, you're back dealing with your constituents, and most of them are. But, yeah, maybe the problem you have eliminated, though, is a catch-22. You know, once you get on the merry-go-round, how do you get off? Because it's not stopping.
Yeah, especially if you're a congressperson, because of the, you know, 2-year term. I mean, it's just a treadmill. I've been hearing this comment more and more lately that the easiest way or the quickest way to become a millionaire in this country is to be elected to Congress.
You just gave me an idea here. Seriously, I was working at a radio station, I think 1974. It was the radio station in the Philadelphia suburbs. And a local political official comes over to me. And he says, would you like to run for Congress? A guy, you know, who hasn't reached 30. I'm in my 20s, folks. I'm not as old as I look. I'm in my 20s, and I'm being asked to run for Congress. And I said, you know, I can't do that because I'd be out of a job, because I can't run for Congress and be on the radio, and this is my paycheck. I'm just a regular guy making a living. And they realized that. But on the other hand, I possibly gave away a large income there. If I had made that decision and got myself elected, hey, you know, I'd be dealing with all that corporate money. I'd be a millionaire now. But I'm glad I didn't.
And after you leave office, you get back into consulting and lobbying.
Right. Well, let's kind of dovetail our political discussion into a comment that Hillary made that kind of took off in the media. She was asked, I think, in New Hampshire about the UFO connection with John Podesta and her apparent interest with the Rockefeller Initiative. I think it spurred the question on, and she made some comment, yes, we're going to look into Area 54 in New Mexico. Did you catch that?
No, I've seen a lot of articles where she has talked positively about the UFO thing.
Before we go on, John, I maintain it's not ignorance. She just misspoke. But let's go on.
No, my point, because as you know, in my book on UFOs, I talked about political, holding congressional hearings. And the point was that UFOs are a political albatross. Now, I don't know if it's changed or not. And, you know, the problem is that the opponents, you've seen a little of this, not as much as I would have expected. I think it'll pop up. But, you know, the context is going to be, here's somebody who wants to support UFOs. She must be crazy.
Right. Well, look what happened to Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, exactly. I use that example in the book. Yeah. And he, they brought him up, and the question that he asked was just, you know, what if, you know, a very benign, reasonable question, and the press eviscerated him for it.
Well, Reagan got away with it.
Not really. You did not hear him talking about it. This came out in books after it. But you did not hear him as an advocate.
Well, he did sort of posit that comment about, you know, if we were threatened by an alien force from the outside, would that bring everyone together?
That's so far different from advocating for. To give an example, my friend Claiborne Pell, who was one of the longest-serving senators from Rhode Island, and he attended a MUFON meeting once because it happened to be in the Washington area and got skewered for that. And the Washington Post even held that against him in his obituary.
Oh, geez.
This literally follows you to the grave.
Wow, that's a third rail toxic subject, I guess, in many people's minds. Hopefully this is changing. I think the younger generation is are more open-minded and less intolerant of the subject, I think.
Depending on what the issue really is. Now, if the question is, do people believe in UFOs, the answer is overwhelmingly yes. But in the political context, it has changed. It has nothing to do with UFOs. It has to do with, you know, mental stability and credibility.
Well, I always like John Judge's interpretation of the UFO acronym as Unidentified Fascist Observatories. I always thought that was kind of cute. So you don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that even if Hillary, let's say, hypothetically does get into office, it'll just be the same story all over again.
I think pretty much. I have not talked to Podesta, and I would really like to do that to see what he thinks is out there.
I think he takes it very seriously because he wrote the introduction to Leslie Kane's UFO book, and he's the one who apparently. He put up a tweet saying that one of the things he regrets from the time he worked with the Obama administration is they made no progress in that.
Right. that doesn't mean that there is progress to be made.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to know if he knows something the rest of us don't.
Which is pretty unlikely. That would be my guess.
Well, remember when President Bill Clinton was in office, he did ask the question.
Right. Yeah. What was the comment? He said, "I'm going to have Webb Hubble find out two things: one, who killed Kennedy, and are UFOs real, or what are UFOs, or what do we know?" I forget.
UFOs, right.
And that was about the last we heard of that.
Right.
Webb Isn't Hubble it always? You know, this is so interesting. It gets back to the promises made by politicians. But I'm thinking here, why would any self-respecting politician want to say anything like this? Because, unless there's a big UFO lobby, of course, I don't think there is.
There's not.
What's
it's called Stephen Bassett.
The problem is going to be, and for your listeners as well, it's a very small group, and they tend to talk to each other. And in talking to each other, they get the impression that they're much bigger than they really are. You know, I've got, again, one of my slides that I use in there, and I know the IUFOC likes to talk about being, you know, the biggest UFO conference, and they get a little over 1,000 people to attend that. Farrakhan got a lot more in the Black Muslim conference, and specifically on UFOs. But if I can compare any UFO conference to Comic-Con, you have multiples of those, and you get into hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
That gives you kind of, I think, a relative level of interest.
Well, this is the problem we've all had. Let me remind you that check out our premium package and the After the Paracast podcast we'd like you to hear. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. The subscription rate is really, really modest, by the way. Monthly, annual, 5 years, lifetime. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com. We'll check out more stuff with Colonel John Alexander on the other side. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.